Suta Goswami said, Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Parikshit in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which has been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. This world is compared to a forest fire caused by the cohesion of bamboo bushes. Such a forest fire takes place automatically, for bamboo cohesion occurs without external cause. Similarly, in the material world, the wrath of those who want to lord it over material nature interacts, and the fire of war takes place, exhausting the unwanted population. Such fires or wars take place, and the Lord has nothing to do with them. But because he wants to maintain the creation, he desires the mass of people to follow the right path of self-realization, which enables the living being to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back home, back to him, and cease to suffer the threefold material pangs. The whole plan of creation is made in that way. And one who does not come to his senses suffers in the material world by the pangs inflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord therefore wants his bona fide representative to rule the world. Lord Shri Krishna descended to establish this sort of regime and to kill the unwanted persons who have nothing to do with his plan. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord so that the undesirable persons could get out of the world and a peaceful kingdom under his devotee could be re-established. Thus the Lord was therefore fully satisfied when King Yudhishthir was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty of Kuru in the person of Maharaj Parikshit was saved. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Van Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So first of all, I take the blessings of all the gathered Vaishnava, especially Prabhupada disciple, who are sitting and blessing. Sorry, Prabhuji, for my audaciousness to speak in front of you. I'm not qualified to sit here, but by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, I've been given the opportunity to purify myself and also take the blessings of all of you. So I hope that you find this class useful. So we heard this wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada, where he has condensed the real essence. I mean, if you look at the verse, you may wonder, what is it that Prabhupada is going to speak? And every time you read purport of Srila Prabhupada, it just amazes you how much nectar he is churning from this this verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was also hearing the class of Srila Prabhupada. And in that class, I mean, that was even better, I think. In terms of, there are two things that Prabhupada said which really amazed me, and it inspired me a lot, which we will discuss in today's class. So this verse talks about, compares the forest fire with a war that takes place in human society. And the comparison is that the forest fire is caused automatically. The bamboo bushes, the bamboos strike against each other because of the influence of the air, and the heat is generated and there is a fire takes place. So nobody causes it. Similarly, in the human society, the comparison is given the wrath of the people, the wrath. So this wrath is the extreme anger. And what is the cause of this wrath? Unfulfilled desire. We are unable to control this material nature. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that how do we reach to this point of wrath? So by contemplation, Krishna systematically explains that how do we reach that stage. So if our desires are unfulfilled, it becomes anger. And then it becomes extreme anger. That is wrath. So all of us living entities want to dominate this material nature. But we are unsuccessful. It is impossible. Nobody has done it. Nobody. And nobody will ever be able to do it. But the desire of the material, the jivas, is to dominate, is to control. And it results into wrath. And this wrath, why is it interacting? Why all the wraths interacting? Any idea? Why is the wrath interacting? Separate desires? Yes. Conflicting desires, yeah. So all of us are competing on the same material resources. So we all want to dominate the same material. That's why it is interacting. Okay, there is only one post of a king, but there are so many. In the case of Mahabharata, there was Yudhishthira, Duryodhan wanted to usurp that kingdom. And Krishna wanted Yudhishthira to become the king. So there is a competing, there is only one position of a king, but there is competition. So that is why all the wraths, all of our anger is directed towards each other because of the limited resources. Then the same wrath is directed towards our own body and the mind. And that causes diseases because of unfilled. Oh, why I cannot do this? Oh, I am so useless. I could have done this. Look at that person. He's done so much, but I cannot do. I'm good for nothing. So all this wrath turns inwards towards our own self. Then the wrath turns towards a material nature, and it causes all this pollution and the degradation of the earth. And this wrath eventually turns towards Krishna, that why are you doing this to me? So this is the problem. The nature of the spirit soul, jiva, is jivera swarupahai nitya Krishna das. So that is our eternal position. So the nitya Krishna Das wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. And that is why we're getting entangled in this world. That is why we are put into this world. The example is given of a prison house. Nobody can go to a prison house and live a very peaceful and happy life. It's not possible. Similarly, this material world is compared to a prison house. We've got into this world to enjoy separately from Krishna. There is a conflict. It is impossible to live peacefully in this material world. It is never going to happen. But the jiva always tries because of the allurement of the maya. Maya is enticing. There is a verse which explains this, that jivera sarupa hoye. Sorry. This is the other verse. Krishna bhulya jiva bhoga vancha kare nikat. Sorry. Krishna bhulya jiva bhoga vancha kare, and then yeah, I have this written it here. Pasata maya tare jhapatiya dhare. So the Maya is the moment we just distracted from Krishna, we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Maya is just next door, just sitting, just watching you. And the word is very graphic. Jhapatiya. Jhapatiya means grab you immediately. So that is our position, that Maya is going to capture us. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. Okay? Just like a finger is part and parcel of body. So if I order the finger to come here or to do this, it should do it immediately. It does it. So that's why then the body is in harmony. And if the body is not harmony, if I want to do this and a hand is going like this, then it's like, it's not a natural state. It is a very odd situation. So that is our conditioning, that we are part and parcel of Krishna and we have to follow Krishna's plan. Just like our body should follow our plan. Otherwise we are deranged. We are mentally deranged. If I want to do this and my hand goes like this, if I want to hold up a glass of water and my hand goes like this or does something else, I am a deranged person. So similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is ordering this. Krishna has a plan, and Krishna says that you've come to this material world, rectify yourself and come back to me. But we have our own plans to enjoy. So that is the problem, that we don't want to follow Krishna's plan. We have our own plan. So that example is given. So this verse explains that we have to be Pritamana, Ishvara Pritamana. Pritamana means to please, we have to please whom? Krishna. But our business is to please ourselves. So that is where the conflict is. So instead of serving Krishna, we want to serve ourselves. And that is why all this conflict arises. And what is the way to please Krishna? What is the method to please Krishna? Sorry? To serve the Vaishnavas. Nice. What is the word? What is the way to please Krishna? By bhakti. Okay? First of all, people don't even know that there is a God. They don't even know God, generally. Okay? What is the question of pleasing God? So that is a problem. Because the education is not there. People are not educated how to, first of all, to know God. What is our relationship with God? And then to serve God. That education is lacking. The human form of life is for athato brahma jigyasa. If you look at the animal world, the birds, every morning, they go chirping. Where is my food? Where do I go and find food? Similarly, the humans, the general society, they're going to the stock market, finding what is the price. So this is our inquiry, basically to find our food. Prabhupada says that it is our duty to educate the human society how to know God and how to worship God. That should be the focus. And that is the reason why Krishna wants that Yudhishthira Maharaj takes up this position to rule the world. Because Krishna is a creator, is the original creator. Brahma is a secondary creator. But this world belongs to this, creation belongs to Krishna. And he wants his own person, his own man to sit on this throne. And rule the world so that he can, because Krishna's man knows or woman knows how to lead the world. What is Krishna's plan? So only they can tell what is Krishna's plan. That is why Krishna wants his own person to rule the world. And we are not fortunate to be under the reign of Yudhishthira Maharaj when he was ruling. And in the future verses, you will see how beautifully Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling and everybody so peaceful and happy. But we are actually not losing anything because we are under the reign of Srila Prabhupada. Okay? This reign of Srila Prabhupada will continue for 10,000 years as a Jagat Guru, as the Senapati Bhakta. So, and Prabhupada is teaching us. Prabhupada is Krishna's person. Krishna has sent Srila Prabhupada to teach us how to, first of all, to understand Krishna's plan and also teaching us right from the basics, how to follow, how to understand Krishna's plan and to execute this Krishna's plan. And this whole morning program, this whole program that Prabhupada has established is teaching us every day, minute by minute, how to become Krishna conscious and follow Krishna's plan. Prabhupada gives his own example that if you try to execute Krishna's plan, understand Krishna's plan and try to follow it, Krishna will give all the help. So Prabhupada gives his own example. He's saying it is impossible. This lecture, referring to Prabhupada's lecture in 1973, June 17, where Prabhupada says that within 4 to 5 years, how is it possible this Krishna consciousness is spread all over the world? Well, it is simply Krishna's will. It is by Krishna's blessing it has happened. Otherwise, it was impossible. It is impossible that this mission is spreading. Prabhupada thought of his humility. He is saying that because I stuck to these principles and I followed this path, everybody is giving credit to me. But actually, I'm simply following. I'm just such a small. I have no power to do this. It is only Krishna who can do this. And Prabhupada is saying that if you put 1% effort in Krishna's service, Krishna is going to put 10%. And then you put another 1%, Krishna is going to put another 10%. But the credit, all the credit will belong to us. Krishna doesn't take that. So this is the encouragement Srila Prabhupada is giving us. And Krishna is giving us that if we simply stick to Krishna's plan, then we will be happy and we will become peaceful. And there are two examples or two instructions that Prabhupada gives. I mean, generally the process of bhakti, the eight limbs of bhakti, right? Starting from hearing and chanting. Okay? Prabhupada picks up two things that he mentioned. That was the part I mentioned earlier, at the beginning, that really inspired me. First of all, Prabhupada says that how we should chant. So if you want to follow Krishna's path, Prabhupada is recommending follow 100% without deviation. Then you will become a pure devotee. So that 100% dedication is needed to follow Krishna's plan. That is what Krishna is recommending. Then Krishna gives the intelligence of how to follow. And the two examples that Prabhupada gives is, one is how to chant. Okay? And second is how to make an offering. Generally what I have been following is the instruction that Prabhupada had given to Malati Mataji, I think, is to chant the names of Krishna and hear, and do not get your mind in between. So that was the instruction, right? But here Prabhupada goes one step ahead. I mean, this is my understanding. And I'll just read it so that I don't make any mistakes. So simply, if you are engaged in Krishna's business, Priti Purvakam, with love, not as hackneyed. Okay, not as hackneyed. Oh, when Prabhupada is saying, oh, here is the duty, chanting of Hare Krishna. All right, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Prabhupada is saying, no, not like this, not like that, with Priti, with love. Okay, chant every name, Hare Krishna, and here is Krishna. Here is Radharani. That kind of chanting, quality. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Not like that. Not like that. Priti. So this instruction was like, I mean, the problem I found of that thing of just hearing Krishna without any feeling, not getting the mind in between. It was, although it is holy name, I was feeling dried, feeling dryness. Sense of, I mean, I've been chanting 20 years, but where is the taste? Where is that? Although it's not a follow the process. I was not following the process properly. How to chant with attention and hearing it. Not doing it, but when I tried to bring the focus into chanting, it was about just hearing. But that hearing doesn't continue for long. The mind gets distracted. But I found this instruction of, with some feeling, because the mind acts in three levels, right? Thinking, feeling, and willing. So mind also needs a kind of a feeling. So if you use that propensity to feel for Krishna, that is that I found it very inspiring. And you wouldn't believe when I started chanting with that feeling, what happened? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Because it takes time. But I found it inspiring that instead of like dry just man chanting Hare Krishna, just like hackneyed, Prabhupada uses the word hackneyed, just for the sake of it, just for the duty, if you just do it as a duty, okay, it will become hackneyed. This is Prabhupada saying. And Prabhupada is encouraging us to chant with love, with feeling, with emotion, and being conscious that here is Krishna and here is Radharani, Hare. So that I found it very inspiring. And in the last few days, at least I'm hopeful of my chanting. Otherwise, I was thinking, this is not what is it going to do to me? I don't know. I'm just going by the faith. Okay, I'm not getting any taste, but I'm simply going by the faith that you just chant Hare Krishna. But now I can invest, because our propensity is to love. If you're not putting your propensity to love Krishna, we will put the propensity to love something else, to somebody else. Just like George Harrison says in the Krishna book, the introduction, that everybody is looking for Krishna. Some know it, some don't. And we have been told, we know it. So now we have to consciously put the effort of doing sadhana bhakti, but sadhana bhakti not hackneyed, but with love. So that is what Prabhupada, and that was what was really inspiring to me. And second thing, offering food to Krishna. Okay? I'll read again. I'll read the next one. Patram pushpam phalam toyab name bhakti prayashyati. Real thing is bhakti. Krishna, what can I do for you? I am so teeny. You are so great. Still, I have tried to do something. If you kindly eat. This is the mantra. Real mantra is not so many formalities of mantra. Krishna does not say, one who offers me with Vedic mantras. Never, never says. Krishna says, bhaktya, with devotion. So we can chant this mantra. Krishna, what can I do for you? I am so teeny. You are so great. Still, I have tried to do something. If you kindly eat. So full of emotions, full of love. So we can chant our mantras to a guru, but we can also, in our mind, Prabhupada is recommending that we pray this, we say this. Because Krishna is not attracted by Vedic mantras, as for Prabhupada. I mean, the reason I read it, because you wouldn't believe if I say it. I'm just reading it verbatim, that this is what Prabhupada is saying. And then Prabhupada also goes on to say that Krishna is not saying that you have to be a Brahmana. Okay, if you are Shudra, then I will not accept. Krishna is saying anyone, a Bhaktya. Krishna is looking for Bhakta to make that offering. So I think this was said in 1973. I think the devotees, the Hare Krishna movement, have become famous. And there was people in India, the Brahmanas, they were recognizing. And somebody may be objecting also. So Prabhupada goes on to say that you Americans don't feel that you are anything less. Krishna doesn't see that. Krishna is seeing the love. And that is what he's interested. He's not interested. Prabhupada says, Krishna is not hungry for your halwa and puri. Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is hungry for the love. And that is what he wants. And that is the mood in which we should offer the offering to Krishna. So we can also try to memorize this mantra. Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagavan ki jai. So Prabhupada is saying that in order to establish Krishna's plan, Krishna wants his own man to rule the world. So Prabhupada is saying there are so many parties. Congress party, Communist party, why not have a Krishna party? So Prabhupada is encouraging that somebody can take up this, get into politics and have our own Krishna party. Then we will be able to influence the world and make everybody follow Krishna's plan. And Prabhupada goes on to say that there are three things that this Krishna government can do. Okay, first is stop this cow slaughter. He's saying in the land of India, when one cow was about to be killed, Maharaj Parikshit came and attacked this Kali, the Shudra who was trying to kill the cow. But in this land, thousands and thousands of cows are getting killed every day. So he's saying that the first job of a government is to stop this cow killing, stop the slaughterhouses. Second is to stop this brothels. And third is to stop this liquor houses. So these are the three things Prabhupada said. Interestingly, Prabhupada did not mention gambling. But I guess the interest for gambling will go away if there is no meat eating, no illicit sex and no this thing. So that is what I had to say. I'll open up for questions or comments.